to be present, we must be intentional. And to bear fruit, we must feed the soul. You're listening to Positive and Ponder. Hey guys!
Hey!
As you can see, we're out here, literally,
in the farm country.
Yeah, and
the country.
We're so at peace. The day is winding down now, and I think it's such a perfect time to have a podcast.
Yeah, why not?
In one of the things that we enjoy most, which is nature. And today I have a familiar face, my girl Bailey.
What's up?
Dang. Things have changed since then.
Things have changed, yeah.
I think our last episode together was
Spilling the Anxiety.
Part two. That's just crazy how we had to make a part two talking about our anxiety.
We had a lot back then, let me tell you.
And we were talking about how dramatic we were. I mean, yes, what we were going through was very real.
Yes.
But I feel like we've grown so much in the span of 2-4 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think the first time we met was back in 2019. And just for some context, actually, first I want to say hello to everyone who's here and has tuned in, and thank you for joining us. This is a podcast where we talk about everything and anything in the aim to give you encouragement, give you hope, and just to talk about how we can live an intentional life. And just for some context, we're here at an Airbnb. I'll probably share it on my social media, but we stayed in a school bus.
Yes, a school bus.
Like, who would ever think we would do something like that? My younger so cool. self. Yeah, it just brought
so cool.
It brought so much nostalgia.
McCandless vibes.
Yeah, and I highly suggest watching Into the Wild, right?
Into the Wild.
Yeah, yeah. It'll change your life forever. But yeah, I think let's just reflect. I think this is a perfect time to have a podcast because it's good to reflect towards the end of your trip because it's so easy for us to like get on to our normal lives and just kind of move on and do what we have to do back at home. But I think what's different with this trip, actually, let's just talk about it. Let's talk about how this trip has been significant for us both. And it's crazy that it's happening at the same time.
Yeah.
So, do you want to...
We're going through a lot of life changes, I feel like, at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I feel like the past few months, I've had a lot of changes kind of happen in my life. So, for those of you who don't know, I was a high school... am a high school dropout. I will always be a high school dropout. And I was at a local community college taking classes. And over the last 2 years, I have worked really hard to maintain my grades and to be involved in the community because I decided 2 years ago to date myself, and I've had a really good time these past 2 years, but I feel like I've been a lot more compassionate towards myself, and it's allowed me to accomplish more and have more confidence in myself, and that led to me getting into Columbia University School of General Studies.
Now, let's just pause there real quick. Did you think 2 years ago you would be going to Columbia?
No. No, absolutely not. I mean, I literally was like, that's why like this trip has been so pivotal, I feel like, because with all of the classes and the clubs and the internship and gigs and all of the other stuff, I feel like I haven't had a chance to even process the fact that I just went from being just a high school dropout to now like an Ivy League student. So
it's possible, guys.
It's possible. And I feel like I've actually been kind of struggling with it because I feel like it's kind of caused a bit of an identity crisis because the two are so polar opposite, like high school dropout versus Ivy League student. And I still feel like I identify more with being like a high school dropout, and
Was it like a bit of imposter syndrome?
It was a lot of imposter syndrome. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's, there's this line in this One Republic song, Stop and Stare. And one of the lines is like, but I become what I can't be. And that's kind of what I've been feeling lately. Like, I'm like, am I ready for this? Is this going to be too much pressure? Like, I'm worried about my mental health. It's just like a lot of changes all at once. And I'm moving to New York. It's my first time moving outside of Maryland, like, for 2 years. I mean, it's, I've been really stressed. Yeah. I've been really upset. And, like, I just have been really struggling to figure out how to handle it. And I think the hardest thing, too, is that, like, when I'm at home, I constantly feel like I have, like, a lot of people around me that are like, you must be so happy now. Like, oh, you made it. Like, you did it. Like, aren't you just so happy? Like, aren't you so proud of yourself? And I'll sit there and be like, yeah. But on the inside, I'm like, I want to die. I'm like, I don't feel good because it's just, it's been a really hard transition. And I feel like being here, I kind of had this moment where I was able to, like, catch up with my thoughts.
Yeah, we had, it's a great thing that we booked this for 3 days. We were not working, no school.
No school, no commitments, no responsibilities, nothing. Yeah. Yeah. So it was like we were able to stop time for a little bit. And I feel like it was really important that I took some time to do that because I feel like I'm finally able to catch up with where I am now. I feel like mentally I was still kind of where I was back in like fall of 2021, where I was just overloaded and burnt out and stressed and sad and anxious. So this has been like a very enlightening trip. I feel like I've been able to catch up with, I've been able to merge my past self a little bit more with who I currently am now and who I'm trying to become. So
yeah,
what about you?
Well, everything we're talking about, we've already discussed throughout this trip already, so it's kind of repetitive for us, but I feel like it's so important to also share this with everyone because I'm sure a lot of people are going through it, and I'm glad that you started off on that. How, like, you're going through transitions and you're going, you know, you're going into new change and a great change, I guess, in our culture, like getting into it. Ivy League school is like monumentous, like, but still internally to yourself, you know, you still struggle with accepting that. And I'm also going through the same thing, although I feel like we're much wiser now. Like we were talking about earlier how it's not the first time we've been through transition. It's not the first time we've been through change and everything changing so drastically. But I feel like we've gathered so much wisdom from those numerous times prior, and this trip was so important because I feel like most of our trips back then, because we've been knowing each other for a while and we're adventure buddies, like she's my go-to when it comes to, like, we were talking about how, like, with each other we're the only ones who get excited to just get to the mountains, like travel 4 hours just to journal.
I love journaling. Love
like journaling. We are so comfortable just being around each other, not even talking, just writing and evaluating and reflecting. And so far for me, throughout these past months, I've been getting ready to launch my small business, and this will probably be out once that comes out, which I'm super excited for, but also nervous and scared and overwhelmed because it's the first time in a while, or maybe the only time, where I'm stepping into what my younger self would want and that I was not able to fulfill in the past years. And that's like scary. Like you feel guilt, like wow, like the first things you would feel like, wow, it's happening just now, like why couldn't it happen earlier? But taking this time to congratulate ourselves and to look back at our accomplishments, even like the smallest things, is just so important. And I think slowly but surely we're learning to adjust in a more healthy way. Like we have so much perspective now, and and just being in nature and feeling grounded once again, it's like there's no happier feeling.
It's just a really good time to reflect. And I feel like every single time over the years we've done one of these trips, like as you said, it's always been in very like transitional periods or like pivotal moments in our lives. And I'd said this earlier where I feel like each of these trips is kind of like a bookmark in my life of like like a reflection period, because I don't know, I think the thing with big life changes, whether it's like opening a small business or like going to a school like Columbia, stuff like that, I feel like, you know, it's really easy for people to be like, you should be really happy. I think big life changes are a lot harder than, like, good big life changes are a lot harder than people realize, because I think that when you're going through them, obviously, like, the people around you want to be a part of it. And I think that when you're kind of surrounded in that attention or people asking you questions, it's really easy to lose contact with yourself about how you feel when there's like so many other voices around you giving their opinions or congratulating, or, you know, it's all good stuff, but I think it's really easy to kind of forget to value your opinion as well and how you feel, and not just focus on what everyone else around you is saying. And I feel like I've been kind of doing that, you know, and it's all I can think about is, like, once I move, you know, I feel like right now there's, like, a lot of noise around me, and I just keep thinking about that moment I'm gonna have when I get to, like, my dorm room and my parents leave because they finally moved me in, and I'm just sitting in silence by myself in my room.
That's gonna be crazy.
In New York. Yeah.
That's gonna be crazy.
It's crazy. And it's weird to think about, you know, it's, I don't know, it's just... life changes, whether they're good or bad, they're stressful. It's very stressful.
Especially like if cognitively we're like used to keeping our, like, not keeping our hopes up or being disappointed constantly, that like follows us as we get older, and it's like hard to even accept that good things are happening sometimes. And but at the same time, I feel like as we get older, we've developed more of a respect for each other, or for one another, and just us as individuals. And like I was just telling her that although I'm gonna be sad that she's moving, this is like the most exciting thing I've wanted ever since we've actually met. Like, she would tell me all her issues. I'm like, dang, like, this is crazy.
This girl is fucked
I couldn't grasp it. And all I could think is like, dude, I just want her to get out.
Whatever
that looked like, I was not even sure back then. And now you're physically able to get out. And it was not easy for you to get there. At all.
Yeah, and I think it's cool because, and again, we were talking about this earlier, it's like, I feel like I didn't have the, like, the easiest childhood growing up. It was really rough a lot of the time, and, like, I remember there was, like, one point when I was probably, like, 14 or 15, and I remember just, like, being in my room crying about, like, the place that I was in, and just kind of, like, hoping that older me would find a way out. Like, and I always saw school as probably the thing that would get me out, but I always hated school, hence the high school dropout. So for a really long time, that dream felt really far away, and I never really thought that I would get to this point. So to finally be here, like, younger me is so happy right now.
I think that's the highlight of our past months and this trip. It's like
younger us, they're like cheering us on. I almost can hear them, you know.
No, like I was talking about it earlier again, that we were having a session where we were just journaling to ourselves, and I was just looking out into the meadow and looking at the bus we were gonna sleep in that night. And it's like sometimes you gotta meet up with your younger self and tell them that, you know, we did okay. Like, we're, it's such a freeing thing to feel, to kind of, like, embrace them once again and, you know, even apologize. Because, you know, sometimes we can get in our own way. But, yeah. So, looking forward, let's talk about mindset and how our mindset has changed within these years. Because, of course. Good
question.
I know. I know. And you can watch our, or not watch, but listen to our past podcasts. Because I don't know. I feel like in ways, we felt like, I felt like we were settling a little bit.
We were. We definitely were.
That made me want to cry.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like, this is the thing, like, I used to be, I used to be a relationship hopper, like a horrible relationship hopper. I would not give myself a chance to heal. I don't think I even gave myself a chance to grow up. Like, I just went into relationships. I was like, now my world revolves around this person. And like, that's it. Mm. And, I never really gave myself a chance to like get to know who I was and to really understand like what I value about myself, what I want to work on. Like, I never really gave myself goals. I feel like I always like kind of focused outward, like on other people and never inward. But there was something after like the last relationship that I was in where I had this like moment of clarity where it was like, why am I relationship hopping? I was like, why do I even, do I like this? It's not that he was a bad person. He was really nice. But like, I was just kind of like, do I even like being in a relationship? Why am I doing this to myself? Like, I was like, do I not understand how to create change in my life? Like, do I not value my life? Because I seem to focus a lot on everybody else. Like, and I just kind of had this moment where I was like, why don't I try to date myself? Like, why don't I figure out what I like? Because I don't even know what I like. Like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know who I am. How can anyone love me? Like, there, I don't know what there is to love, you know? And so I like kind of made this promise to myself to stay single and, like, you know, till I get to where I want to be, which was transferring, I wanted to 100% focus on only me. And,
and we weren't even talking for like some periods.
Cause I fell off the face of the earth when I decided to do well in school.
Hey, sometimes you got to do that.
Yeah. I disappeared for like a while. Because I literally took all of my energy and all of my focus. I just put it into that one thing. And like, I'm actually really proud of myself for doing that. Cause I never would have had the strength or the focus or the drive to do that before. But I think that forcing myself to stay single was like the biggest, best change that I could have possibly made in my life. And now I'm at this point where it's like, I know exactly who the fuck I am. And like, I know exactly what the hell I want and I know what I'm doing. And, you know, I still have my insecurities. I still have the things that I'm working on, but I'm so much farther along on those things than I was 2 years ago when I started working on them. And now I know how to work on them too, which is really, really cool. I just feel like I'm a lot more sure of who I am now than I was before. And I also think that that led to a huge reduction of anxiety as well. Because I feel it still, but it's not in the same way. I feel like a few years ago, it was intense. It was like overpowering. It was, it made it really hard to function. And since I've made these changes over the past 2 years, now I feel like even when I have anxiety, I have the tools and the strength to like figure out how to manage it, which is a huge, huge change from where I was before.
But yeah. That goes to show like you have to go through it. You can't go around it. Otherwise you'll be going in circles. Like you won't be able to even know or get to learn about yourself.
Yeah. Cause sometimes no boyfriend is going to take away your anxiety.
Nope. Oh my gosh. What was my question?
So you have to go through it in order to.
Yeah, but what did I ask you again?
Oh, you asked me, like, how do you feel like you've changed? I think.
Oh, mindset.
Mindset. How's your mindset changed? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and settling. Okay. Yeah. Wow. I feel like it's not like I was not working hard and trying to figure out what to do, because I remember, like, when I was putting out episodes, this was also during COVID, and I was like, what am I doing? Like, I felt like, and you guys know that I kind of slowed down on my podcast. I was about to hit 3 years, and I was like, I don't even want to do it necessarily, because I feel like I've been doing it just for the sake of relevance and keeping up with the world. And I actually had to go through like this online like school for creators thing to learn why that was not for me. Like, I was really struggling because I felt like a part of me I was not fulfilling. Like, I was fulfilling followers, I was fulfilling all these things that you guys can easily see on Instagram, but there was something that I was not able to fulfill. And so I had to take a break for myself and figure that out. And even that itself can be scary because we're so, both of us mm-hmm. are so used to like putting it on a platter and like, hey, yeah. this is what I did.
Yeah.
Notice me. Like, are you yeah. proud of me? And when you get older, that's just not the case. Or even mm-hmm. when you're younger, sometimes those things don't get acknowledged. And so it's really, it had to do with me
learning how to validate yourself.
Yeah.
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 I feel that.
And even like accepting, like, and just slowing down. I feel like my idea of slowing down would be like running away mm-hmm. or like temporary things. But I had to really learn what being productive was versus being busy. And yeah. I found a lot of productivity and just keeping it for myself. And so I've been in the journey of rediscovering myself as an artist, reclaiming myself as an artist, because that's something I dropped after high school, and it feels good. Like, it's not mm-hmm. easy. It's not easy.
No.
But I'm super happy. And in terms of like mindset, I feel like words really matter, even especially the words you tell yourself,
mm-hmm.
like, and just encouraging yourself and talking to yourself, even if it has to be out loud, like, that also helps too. Like, Pauline, like, what are you doing? Like, calm down, relax, you know, and just being in the present moment. And also learning that happiness doesn't have to happen after the outcome. Like, it can be experienced. Peace can be experienced right now, wherever you are. You don't have to be where we are,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it can happen right in your room.
Yeah.
But it's all about a shift in perspective, a shift in mindset. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, pat on the back. On the back. On the back.
On the back. On the back and the back.
Yeah. And then now I want to talk about, well, we kind of already talked about it mm-hmm. earlier, but our younger self and why that's so important
mm-hmm.
and how did you kind of figure that out? Like, starting, how did you even start with that? And what does that even mean to you?
My younger self? Yeah. Like,
your relationship to your younger self.
I feel like, you know, I feel like my younger self, I think when I was young, I went through a lot of adult shit that I shouldn't have had to have gone through at such a young age. And it continued up until I was like 20, you know, like just trauma that was ridiculously hard. And it's like trauma to the point where if I like fully open up to someone and explain everything I've been through, they're like, are you okay? Like, mm-hmm. and the answer is no. But I feel like, you know, for a really long time, I kind of kept going like, you know, how do I describe this? Like, I feel like for a really long time when it came to like thinking about what I've been through, I just would like sit in it. I wouldn't move on from it. I was just so angry mm. that it happened in the first place. That I just couldn't let go of that anger. Like, I was just so pissed that I had to go through all of that. And it ate me alive. Like, I feel like I would let, like, young, angry me just constantly take over my brain. And it affected not just me, but everyone around me. Like, everyone wow. who was in my life could see that I was stressed and struggling and just not okay. And, you know, I think that for a really long time I was almost afraid to face my younger self, because I feel like younger me carries a really big emotional burden, and dealing with that has taken a lot of therapy and a lot of time to sort through all of the trauma, to go through each memory, to go through each emotion associated with each memory, to kind of dissect it all apart and talk about it constantly until I feel like I'm talking about a story and not a memory. you know, till it doesn't affect me anymore, till it just feels like I'm reading something out of a book. And it's taken years to get to that point. I've gone through like so many different kinds of therapy and tried so many different kinds of like medication for it. And, you know, now it's like I'm at a point in my life where I feel like I've had so many conversations with my younger self, and I've had enough conversations with her to really be able to take what she's been through and allow, like, find a way to explain it back to myself in a way that validates how I felt it, like, during that period of trauma, and also validating how I feel now, and then learning how to finally kind of let it go and learn from it. And yeah, that took a really long time, but I think that that's
uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. It sucks. It also just feels unnatural, especially like if you have never been to therapy, like if you go to therapy for the first time and your therapist is like, okay, I want you to picture your younger self like sitting in front of you. You're just like, this feels stupid. Like this feels dumb. This feels weird. You know, it feels almost childish. But I don't know. I just kind of was like, fuck it. And I fully committed to it. And, you know, I just, I also think it took me listening to younger me about how she would feel about me now and what kind of person she would have wanted me to become after everything and where she would want me to be in life. And I think that thinking about that, thinking about her and thinking about the conversations that she and I would have right now and what she would want for me, also made a huge impact on me because, I don't know. I honestly value what she thinks probably more than what anyone else thinks in my life.
Yeah.
Because I think that at the end of the day, my biggest responsibility is upholding my promises to her.
Yeah.
So, and I kind of like talking about her like she's like an actual person, which sounds kind of weird, but I don't know.
No, it's healthy too. Yeah. And that's something that I recently, not recently, I knew about why it's important to talk to the younger self, but I didn't really truly experience it for myself till this year. And I think for me personally, one of the hardest things in dealing or having a conversation with my younger self is going through the past of suppressed feelings and feeling guilty for feeling things. Like, maybe you guys saw it in me, like, it's just like, but I didn't see it in myself. Like, some person that I met only once confirmed in me that, and we've never talked before, but just she said she felt comfortable around me. She felt like she could tell me anything in that moment just for our conversation. And that stuck to me because, like, of course, in everything, like, I'll always approach people like that and would want them to feel that way. But I never really, you know, thought about it. Mm-hmm. Like, do I really give that, you know, that, what is that word, that aura? And why does it stick with me now? And then I would remember, like we were talking about this earlier, how some people will tell us that we're too sensitive and that being sensitive is a bad thing and that we needed to put that to the side, that we need to continue what we're doing. And of course we did it. We obeyed. We listened. We put our feelings to the side. And I think it just eats you up later in life because it's like, I'm going through something. Why is it so hard for me to go through it and process it and analyze it? Like, why is it so hard? And it's because we weren't really taught how to do that. We don't go through, you know, lessons on how to deal with our emotions.
Yeah.
Unless you had a therapist. I didn't, but I kind of had to figure that out by myself. But it was what really helped me was like just counting like every blessing that I had and telling my younger self like, hey, like everything you went through, all the trials you went through, all the trauma that you went through, although it's so tragic and I'm sorry, it didn't go to waste, you know? And that's like such a sensitive thing because it's like, wow, like my younger self would be cheering and crying, you know, tears of happiness just thinking about like that, because I can imagine that little girl and be like, because all she thought about was, wow, this is how my life's gonna be forever. But honestly, I can truly say that I'm so grateful for the people around me, because they're the real reason why I have this podcast. They're the real reason that I am who I am today. But also, they helped me find who I was again, I guess.
There's something that you just said that kind of stuck with me. And it's like, when you're talking about how, like, being sensitive is like a downfall, like, that's one of the things that I realize is like not a downfall. It's definitely like a superpower, because
yep
I remember there was one time I was dating someone, and this was around the time where I started thinking, like, you know, why don't I try to shoot for a school like Columbia, like,
right,
you know, because like before I had never even considered it. I honestly was planning on just trying to transfer to University of Maryland, and that was kind of going to be it, until I was like, you know, why not try these competitive schools? So, like, I was looking at, like, Georgetown, UVA, Boston College, like, all these different places. And I remember the person that I was dating around that time said to me, you're living in a fairy tale world.
Ooh.
You think you can get into an Ivy League school.
And how did you feel in that moment? Did you, like, immediately reject it? Did you accept it? Did you believe it?
It pissed me off. It made me so mad. And mm-hmm. This was a really big pivotal moment for me. And I think that this was right before that moment of clarity where I was like, I need to date myself.
That was also an interesting conversation we had when you told me about that back then, because mm-hmm. I knew you to be a high school dropout, and like, that was totally cool. Like,
yeah.
you seem to be a very mature person with or without it.
Mm-hmm.
And then for you to also at the same time be offended that someone said that to mm-hmm. you, it was also interesting, because
it's such a contrast from how I saw myself, I guess.
Because
I was, like, okay with it.
Yeah, in a way, it's, like, it showed a little bit in you how, like, I'm able to achieve that. Like, who are you to say that?
Yeah.
Even if I don't claim to do that, which mm-hmm. you didn't know that you were going to end up doing it anyways.
Yeah, I
didn't
know I was going to end up doing it.
Like, at least you had that little bit in you that was, like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, I am able to do that.
Yeah. And then I was like, why am I not? And I remember going to my dad, and I will never forget what he said to me. And this was the moment where I feel like it just clicked. And he goes, Bailey, I think that the most dangerous thing someone can tell you is that you can't do something. And he was like, if you're anything like me, maybe you haven't realized it yet, but that anger is going to drive you all the way to success. At that moment, I was like, okay, let's start thinking about every other time that someone has doubted me. Like, let's go back to each memory and think about all of the hurtful things that people have said to me, and let's figure out how to prove all of them wrong, and let's figure out how to use it as fuel to get to where I want to be.
Yeah. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be like, you can't do this. It will be little things like
small
you
things
should suggest, they would suggest something else for you.
Yeah.
That seemed glamorous, that seemed like, oh, because everyone's doing it and it worked out for them.
Yeah.
And we're so naive that we're like, okay.
Okay, yeah.
I'll try.
So, like, that was, like, a huge moment. And I was able, you know, I'm sensitive. I had a huge reaction to these, like, small things that people would say to me that they probably don't even remember. But that huge reaction got me into Columbia. It got me to where I am today. And it really fueled all of my success. Like, every accomplishment I've had has been because of my sensitivity to what other people had said.
And that's interesting, because I feel like in that moment too, because we can't forget our, like, our future self mm-hmm. either. And I feel like during that time we didn't even want to really think mm-hmm. about our future self, because it's like we can't even imagine, because we're going through so much at one time. It's only really mm-hmm. you and your younger self. But I feel like in that mm-hmm. moment it could have been like your older self saying, like, Hey,
yeah, what the hell?
And this is your future self in college right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude.
It was like easy, Bailey.
And it's easy. Crazy because you could have gave in to that.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And it's what's funny, too, is like, I think one of the reasons why I didn't even want to imagine my future self or talk to my future self was because if I imagined it, then I create an expectation.
Mm.
And if I don't reach that expectation, then I create disappointment.
Mm.
And so I think one of the reasons, like, this is one of the reasons why these past 2 years have also been really challenging, is because imagining the future, the goals that I had and the dreams that I had were so big that I, while working on them, I almost didn't even want to think about them. Like, I almost didn't want to picture them because I was just, like, scared of, like, not being successful or, like, failure and, like, how disappointed I would be if I, like, made this whole thing up in my head, and then for none of it to come true.
And that, I think that's where the settling in comes in, because mm-hmm. our mindset back then was like, just imagine us in our, you know, when you're in your room and you're like doubting yourself and it's so hard for you to think about the future, and you're like, oh, it would be nice if my life was like this. But mm-hmm. I feel like as we get older, it's turned into my life will be this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's just so much power in just saying that.
Yeah.
Like, it will be like this. It will be successful. It will be, mm-hmm. you know, and already like putting it out into the world.
And it's like, I think another big part of it too is, I guess, kind of learning to like look failure in the face and be like, you know what? Fuck it. If I fail, I will find another way around. There's always another way. That's the thing. And honestly, every single time that I've failed and I found another way, that other way ended up being better than what I had originally planned anyway. So.
And it's so much more freeing once you've kind of like let go of mm-hmm. feeling guilty about failure.
Yeah.
Like, I guess that's what adults mean when like, you're going to fail. You're going to fail. Like, because when we're younger, we don't want to, you know, we're mm-hmm. young. We want to prove to everyone. But like, that's where growth happens. That's where development happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm proud of us. We've come a long way.
All right. So, oh, hey, doggy.
Hi, Stella.
Hello. Oh my gosh, he's gonna come in the camera.
Oh my God, you're so cute. Hi, friend.
Guys, we're gonna have a little pause.
This is a guest.
He's at the camera.
This is our guest, our special guest, Stella. She lives here with the school bus. Hello.
This is a great Airbnb. I will definitely put in the description of where we're at.
See you later.
But I guess to close out, and mm-hmm. hopefully you can sing a song for us. Oh, God. Whatever you would think that, I guess, resonates with you now and resonates with your life right now. But before anything, I'd like to reflect on our friendship before you leave.
You're gonna make me cry.
Good. So what are you gonna miss? Because I'm gonna miss a lot. But yeah,
well, I feel like you're one of those people that like I feel like our conversations are so deep, but we're also, it's like we have very different but also similar perspectives on life. I feel like whenever we have like conversations, they always end up like, you're one of those people where it's like conversations with you always stick with me. Like, and like, I think about the things that you say a lot, or like, I don't know. I feel like you're really good. You don't give me like, cause I was talking about earlier how people give you like opinions on your life, or like, you know, like assumptions about your life. Like, I feel like you never give me like opinions or assumptions. You support me in whatever chapter of my life I'm in, with no judgment. No,
even if I didn't want her to,
even if there are like secret judgments,
I'm like this is not gonna like, turn out well, but
we're here.
As a good friend, I feel like you have to allow each other to fail.
Yeah, make mistakes. Yeah, we all do. I was an idiot for like the first 3 years of us knowing each other, so but I feel like it's like these adventures with you, I really do feel like they really do stick with me, and they've changed my perspective, and they've helped me catch up with myself. Like, you're one of the people in my life that I really feel like just adds so much to my life. And like, I really don't know what I'd do without you. You're like, I feel like there was a really long time where I kind of didn't want to live. Like, I did not want to be here. And I didn't even think that I would make it this far, but like, friends like you are like, it's like one of the reasons that I'm just really happy to still be here, you know? Aww. Like, you're one of the people that just like make life worth living and experiencing. So I'm really gonna miss you. Right. So now I'm gonna go to New York with no one. And
we're acting like she's gonna move to a different country. I could literally drive there.
3.5 hour train ride. Like, what? This is so dramatic. We're still dramatic.
Oh my god.
That's basically what we're figuring out through this podcast.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for that. That was very affirming to me as an individual and as a friend.
You also give the best advice. It's like, she's really good.
The struggle is applying
now
it to myself.
Now everyone's going to message you after this and be like, hey, I have a question. I have a problem.
Oh, they already do that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. I'm going to miss so much. Bailey has been, she was like at the perfect, she came at the perfect timing, to be honest, in Gil and I's life. Mm-hmm. She's the one who kind of took me out of my comfort zone when it came to travel. Honestly, she was definitely a fire starter for sure. Because she'd been traveling, you know, but I feel like when we started traveling together, it became intentional. The past travels we've been on have either been for family or have been for running away. But like, I don't know, like now I found the beauty in finding mindfulness in other places around, you know, around different places. And she's also been through a lot. And sometimes I'd be like, my life isn't as crazy as Bailey's. And that's so bad to say out loud. That's so bad to say out loud. Not, you shouldn't compare your life, but it just, I think what I'm trying to say, it gave me perspective. And it also gave me, it reminded me like, hey, like you're not the only one going through something, and you can learn from their mistakes just as much as she can, they can learn from you. And yeah, I feel like every time I'm with Bailey, even if we don't see each other, especially during COVID, we didn't see each other for a long minute. And the first travel back together, remember when we went early morning, I was a caregiver, devastated at my job. It was so hard for me to get out and have a social life. But like our spontaneous trips were, will also always be memorable. And she, I feel like she gets me out of adult life a little bit, and we're able to be kids again. And just, I feel so relaxed around Bailey. I feel so heard. Yeah. Like I feel so heard. And, I don't know. She's definitely the, one of the greatest examples and standards of what a good friend is.
Make me cry.
Please cry. Fuck. 'Cause I'm already tearing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, this is not just something we're going to do on camera. Like, we've affirmed each other.
We also had a similar conversation to this earlier
today. Earlier, while we were on top of a mountain. And, you know, those are memories that we will tell our kids. And I feel like we definitely want to carry this into our adult life and just growing up. And I feel like 2 years will go faster than we think. Mm-hmm. And I'm just more so excited. Like there's, yeah, she's moving, yeah, we won't see her as much, but like so much great things I know is gonna come out of this. Like this is such a pivotal moment that we all have to go through, because everyone's decision affects everyone. And like who are we to like hold back anybody from what they're destined for? So
new chapter, new experiences, new adventures. So I also do feel like it's fun. You said that like you feel like a kid. I feel like it's fun whenever we go on these adventures. I feel like a kid, but I also feel like it's really easy to do that because we're both in touch with our younger selves. So I feel like when we're on these adventures, it's like we're allowed to exist with
like
the younger versions of ourselves.
And you're checking off like times where you couldn't feel this certain way at a younger age, but now you can.
Now you can
feel anger. You can feel guilt. You can feel sadness and depressed.
It's like
you can,
you, because you're the one giving yourself permission to do that, and it's not like your parents or like, you know, whatever psychiatrist they stick you with at 13. And I think you know, I don't know, I think like we're talking about this too, like earlier today, how like you have to go through bad times in order to appreciate the good ones. And I do think that, like, you know, I think it's cool, like, obviously I love traveling and I love little adventures and stuff like this, but I do think what sets our adventures apart, and you were talking about this a little bit earlier, it's like we travel to reflect. Like we definitely travel for growth. Like whenever we travel, it's definitely like we always have intentions behind it, and we're constantly talking about it throughout the trip. And like
Guys, please do, like I feel like that's what definitely what we want to try to promote, like, and get out there, like like
don't forget to reflect, like make it intentional, really.
Yes, it, our posts help. Have to be intentional.
I'm really proud of you.
I'm really proud of us. All right. Before we cry, would you like to share a song?
Oh, God. Okay.
Whatever is resonant. Let me check the video real quick. Okay. If it's still rolling.
Okay. Let me tune this really quick. I also play guitar now, which I did not 2 years ago. Lots changed. We've upgraded, gotten bigger.
Yep. Physically.
Yeah.
Mentally, we're both bigger. Do you want to sing the whole song? I'll just...
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to just
how should I end it? Actually, it's fine.
Okay, I'm just gonna go.
Yeah.
It's really, really dark inside this house. The wallpaper's tearing off and needs some help. It's still beautiful, I guess, if you disregard the mess, if you disregard pretty much everything. The garden is overgrown. These flowers can't flourish on their own. That white picket fence has moved to another home. Dear God, is this house all alone? No, this house will rot away. Oh, this house won't stay. No, it's not perfect, it's maybe not what you want. It's got baggage in the attic and some broken parts out front. It's not as appealing I'd like it to be, but this house is the home of me. Compiled of memories I can't erase. Empty rooms filled to the brim with empty space. Oh, this house needs some loving. Oh, this house needs some help. Although it may be broken, it's still got lots of love left on the maybe not what you want. I've got a lot of baggage. I don't know if I'll be good enough. And I'm not as appealing as I'd like to be, but I can't change. Maybe I don't want to change, just this isn't me. That when I was like 15, so it's a big contrast to how I feel about myself.
Yeah,
now.
I was just gonna ask.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
I was depressed. I was really sad.
That is such a. That's my favorite song.
Thanks.
Ever written.
Thank you.
It's stuck in my head sometimes, but it's such a good. That's the great thing about, I guess, being a songwriter, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you get to go look back.
Go look back.
Your life.
You're like, wow, that was depressing.
Jeez. Hey, we're here now.
We're here now.
So. But yeah, but thank you, Bailey.
Thanks, guys.
For being on this podcast.
Love you, Pauline.
I love you, too. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. Sorry our video got cut off, but yeah. I will definitely have the audio as well. But if you enjoyed this, please like and subscribe. Wait, no, you can't like podcasts. I'm not on YouTube. Well, wait, now I'm on YouTube. See, I'm just getting used to all of this new stuff, new gadgets, and a lot of new a lot of new things coming. I don't know what that is, but I said this in my last podcast that I'm focusing on quality versus quantity. So I'll see you when I see you. And yeah, don't forget to always love, to always be curious, and to always ponder. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Yay.
I love you.
Okay.